You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Now when the sun come up, I'll be there to say, don't just watch the draft, play the draft with the Cleveland Browns for your chance to win incredible prizes. Play the Draft is a new free fantasy NFL draft game. The first contest is live now. Sign up at clevelandbrowns.com today. This is a very cool thing.
Very cool.
You go in there and you get to pick players. You have a salary, basically, and then based on how their stock is rising or falling pre-draft, you're making money or losing money on those players. So the goal is to get the guys who are the biggest risers on draft day,
right,
and show that you are the great draft Nick, and you can do that at clevelandbrowns.com right now. It's called Play the Draft, and you have an opportunity to win cool Browns prizes and games. All right, joining us now on the hotline, Scott Petrak from the Chronicle Telegram with us. Scott, let's start with the big topic of the day, and that is the rumored interest of the Cleveland Browns in free agent wide receiver DeSean Jackson, recently cut, of course, by the Philadelphia Eagles in his prime, which certainly is a little bit of a red flag. What do you make of that story, being that the Browns are reportedly one of the teams making a strong offer to DeJax? I don't buy it.
Yeah, I'm not buying it either. I mean, it makes sense that the Browns would be interested, right? They need a number two receiver. I think it'd be a good compliment for Josh Gordon. But the draft is deep for receivers. You can get one there. You know, I think it's going to take some money to sign DeSean Jackson, probably more than you want to. The red flags are there. And not even the gang stuff. You know, I think that that's kind of been blown up too much. But what bothers me is if he's missing meetings or he's late, he's not a good influence. If you're a rookie coach and a rookie GM, I'm not sure that's the kind of guy you want to add to a young team when you're trying to set a tone for how you want your guys to act. I think you want to bring in your own type of player and your own guys, and I'm not sure he fits.
Yeah, I just think when you look at the configuration of the position, that complementary piece should come from the draft more than the dynamic free agent. And really, this is what DeSean Jackson on talent and production is right now. The number one receiver available in free agency, not because others have been signed. I mean, I'd put him ahead of everybody that would have been available up to this point, even before this point, on talent. The issues of off the field come into play. But my biggest thing, as you look at this roster, Scott, is Josh Gordon. And what a disruption it's going to be, I think, contractually, to put that much distance between this guy and Gordon. If you have real doubts about Gordon or concerns long term, then I guess you go down this route. To my knowledge, there aren't such concerns about Gordon, even with the potential of a suspension.
No, I'm with you. And I think Josh is going to be fine. I really don't expect him to have any other issues, and I know all the fans are concerned about, you know, another test, and he could have the year-long suspension. I think he's going to be fine. I think Josh is a smart guy. But you're right about the contract discrepancy, and I just don't think you want to add any negative influences there. Not that Josh would be subjected to it, but, you know, guys spend a lot of time together in that locker room, especially if they're in the same position room. And to me, it just seems too scary. You know, if you could get him for a crazy cheap contract and take a one-year flyer on the guy, that's different, but it's too early in the process for Jackson to sign one of those type of deals. He's going to want big money, and it just doesn't make sense to me for the Browns.
Agreed, and also a one-year deal with a guy like DeSean Jackson doesn't help this team build at all for the future. It's just going to end up becoming, if you get what you wanted out of him, it becomes a very expensive thing to have to navigate his contract, Joe Hayden's contract, Jabal Sheard's contract, Cameron's contract, Gordon's contract, et cetera, et cetera. Let's turn our attention now to Derek Carr, the first quarterback workout for the Cleveland Browns. They conducted a private workout with him yesterday out in Fresno. With all the talk about the way the Browns have been approaching the quarterbacks, it seems like they had a plan all along. They were focused on their private workouts. It started with Carr. What do you make of the fact that Carr was the first one, if anything, and how do you feel about him as a potential quarterback for the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, him being the first one, I don't think that means anything. You know, I think it's more of a scheduling issue. But I do like Derek Carr. I don't know if I like him at number four. I love him at 26, I think. Maybe if you trade up a little bit to get him, I'm fine with that. You know, I like guys who throw the ball well, and he's a natural thrower, like Coach Mike Pettin said. He stands in the pocket. He looks comfortable. He's got a big arm. I like how he handles himself off the field. I think he's got great intangibles. I heard him talk at the combine, and you kind of fall in love with the guy. You know that he's got it between the ears. dealt with some tragedy, or, you know, had a tough time with a sick child of his.
Right.
Really mature kid, comes from good bloodlines. He knows what it's like to be a high pick because his brother was the number one pick. So I like all those things about him. You know, I've seen him play a couple times. I just was rewatching his bowl game yesterday, actually, and he struggled with some accuracy issues. And, you know, maybe it's from coming off the Brandon Whedon experiment that bothers me. And, you know, when you list the things that a quarterback needs to have, accuracy is close to the top of the list. I mean, I like guys with big arms, but you got to be able to put it where you want. Now, I'm not saying he can't, but in the limited game film that I watch of him, that was my concern with him, which is why he's probably not in the top, in the normal top three discussion with Bortles and Bridgewater and Manziel. So that's my biggest concern with him, but I'd be fine if the Browns got him. I just don't like the pick at number four.
Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Scott, to go back to what you were mentioning about scheduling, and I agree, the fact that they met with him now and it's seemingly before anybody else at the respective campus site doesn't really mean anything other than scheduling, but let's take it down the road a little bit. Where do you see this team looking and investing the time to check these guys out? Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, on record is saying that a bunch of these visits or whatever, or these closer inspections, are in the plans. But do you see the Browns making the effort to do this much of a thorough look at, you know, let's say four other guys?
Yeah, I think the list could be deeper than that, Vic. You know, I mean, we know the top guys, right? And they'll probably meet with Bortles and Bridgewater and Manziel. But then there's guys like Garoppolo and McCarron and even the Logan Thomas from Virginia Tech, who's not going to be a high pick. But Pettine said at the owners' meetings that the Browns could take two quarterbacks. I don't think that's a bad idea at all. I kind of like the idea of a quarterback at 26 or 35, and then you take another one in the fourth or fifth round, and that's the kind of guy that Logan Thomas could be. So with a position that is as important as quarterback, and the Browns obviously have a need there, you know, I think they should go and work out 8-10 guys if they can. If they can fit into the schedule, it seems to me that that position is worth spending that kind of time to evaluate, you know, and I would make the list as long as it fits. And I know Aaron Murray and Zach Mettenberg could be added later on when they get healthier. I think those guys are two guys that you have to consider as the draft gets into that second and third day. So, to me, you have to invest the time to do that, which is why, you know, we talk a lot about, oh, do they go to pro days or not pro days. I just think it's the type of situation and the position that you have to put in as much time as possible because it's just that important.
It is certainly that important, the most critical position in the National Football League, and one that the Browns finally need to get right. Scott, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us here, and look forward to talking with you as we inch closer. It seems like this draft is just so far away still. I want it to happen already. I'm hungry for this draft. Still May 8th, still about 5 weeks away. But thanks so much, Scott.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right. When we come back, we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. What do you think, Carr, DeSean Jackson, any other Browns topics or questions you want to ask? Give us a shout-out, 216-578-0850. It's still to come at 2 o'clock, the Blitz. We're going around the league talking about hot-button issues in Houston, Washington, Tennessee, and WWE superstar The Miz is with us in hour number two. Plus, we'll play
That's
a little after.
Fun.
Further review loaded show. We'll be back with more right after this.